Grandpa's story. Grandpa was born in New Brunswick. Before he celebrated his 25th birthday, he had fought with McClellan in the Civil War and had driven an ox team over the Oregon Trail. He settled as far west as he could go, on the Pacific coast, at the forward tip of a large bay. The surrounding mountains were covered with a forest of Douglas fir, and Grandpa became a logger. For years, he operated his own logging outfit, and when he finally retired, there was nothing he enjoyed more than sitting around, grandchildren scattered at his feet, telling stories of the early days.
Yep. I used to cross the bay in canoes. That was the only way to get to the other side, except to hike 50 miles, and the trails them days was mighty poor. Worst crossing I ever remember come about, now I ain't sure exact about the dates, but I remember well enough what happened. It was winter. Bad storm coming our way. It was the worst time in the world for Grandma to pick to get sick. Oh, was she sick. I knew I had to get her across the bay to the settlement, have the doctor treat her. So I grabbed my axe. A good logger is never without his axe, you know. And I commenced walking. Now, when I got to the Injun village, there was better than a dozen ocean-going canoes pulled up on shore. Some kind of a feast. I asked, nice and polite, like if they'd just be so kind as to ferry me and my missus across. Well, they acted like they couldn't understand. I spoke Chinook, even offered to pay. No dice. They had their bellies full of fish, and the water was already rough.
Grandpa thought for a minute. Then he marched straight to one of the Native American canoes. Taking the axe he had brought along with him, he swung his axe straight into the canoe. Suddenly, the natives changed their minds and decided to ferry him and Grandma across. Apparently, they spoke the same language after all. You've been listening to Writing the West. The stories and poetry in this podcast are by Rick Stieber and appear in books by him. Log on to www.rickstieberauthor.com to find out more. This program was produced by Michael Messner by permission of the author. Special thanks to Michael Tucker and Art Shingler. Thank you for listening.